Well, all my long week last week has finally kind of come to an end a week later. So we're finally getting back into the flow of things. And I know we've had a podcast almost every day. Thanks so much to my parents who've been incredible as I took a bit of a break to go on pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Altötting. Absolutely incredible. We had 25 or 26, it kind of changed per day. Pilgrims from all different countries. We had Italy, Austria, Poland, Germany, America. Really a great showing. I hope next year it's 50. So really think about it. We're going to probably try to do it around the same time, first week of August or so. Think about it. Put it down in your calendars and be ready to book the tickets because it's an incredible event. The prayers that have been answered by Our Lady have been really practically miraculous. And it's just a great bonding experience. It's hard, it's painful, it hurts, but you're doing it together and you're doing it for Our Lady. It's really remarkable, and I highly recommend all of you to come do it. Hey, let's make it 100. We've got it next year. We have a guy who built us a stand, and he got a big statue of Our Lady. We're gonna bring that next year. Every year we're gonna want, up the game. We're gonna make it better. We're gonna make it more honorable for Our Lady, and we want more people to be part of it. So seriously, I know it's a year out, but book your tickets now. Okay, well, at least as soon as we get a date fixed. But put it in your calendar, first week or two of August in 2023, that we'll be going to this pilgrimage again. And really just the whole experience of the weekend was really incredible. I mean, the pilgrimage for one was great. It was well organized, well run, really nice experience with everyone who was there. Different group people from the IMBC, from the CMRI, from different, really all sorts of different civic contest groups. I think that's awesome. I think together, we walked for our own petitions and for unity in the church and for world peace, the solution to all of the COVID issues, etc. There's plenty to pray for. Really incredible. And on Sunday, we sang the Mass of Palestrina, Missa Brevis, and it was great. It went really well. Really difficult Mass, but we all came together with really a couple hours of practice. And we practiced, some of us practiced last year as well, but really a couple hours of practice together. And we pulled it off. And in general, it was very nice, sounded really good, and again, gave glory to God and to Our Lady. And that's what this is all about. And you know what? When I first asked a lot of the choir members if they could come together on Saturday for 5 hours of practice to try to get this ready for Sunday, no one questioned it. They all came, but I know several of them were like, "Yeah, okay, we're gonna go practice, but we're not gonna sing it on Sunday because it's a big Mass. It's hard. It is a difficult Mass to learn." But you know what? We got together on Saturday, we spent a lot of time, and we learned it, and we sang it on Sunday. And that was a real lesson for me that don't be afraid of these things. Try it. Try it. I mean, even if you're a small choir, try to invite people from outside of the state for one big feast, one time a year. That's enough. Really. I mean, but usually we sing Gregorianic Masses, and that's fine. It really is. It's to our level. We sing it pretty nicely, and it's good enough, and it is honorable, and that's truly enough. But sometimes you do need more, and if that means having a pilgrimage and having a get together of Catholics from around Europe or around the world to make that possible, then make it happen. It's incredible when you can do that, and what we can do together as Catholics. We had people come in. We had a couple guys come over from the next state over here in Germany. And I had no idea they could sing. I had no idea. I knew they were coming for the pilgrimage, and it just happened during the pilgrimage. Oh yeah, hey, I've been singing for 10 years in a kind of semi-professional choir. Blew my mind. And so you just don't even know. So I mean, if you organize these things and if you try, if you put an effort into really trying to give God glory through the most beautiful liturgy, the most beautiful masses we can sing, through the biggest pilgrimages. Don't be afraid of it. Just do it. Try to reach that height. Don't be afraid of heights. And I want to plug Father Carlos Cepeda and his channel, The Catholic Wire. Go check it out on YouTube, The Catholic Wire. His latest podcast is a men's, I forget what it's called, men's meeting, I suppose, or I don't know, men's meeting. And in this podcast, he talks about what's the purpose of why they're meeting, etc. And it's fantastic. Really good. I highly recommend you go check that out. Cannot recommend Father Zepeda and The Catholic Wire enough. If you don't already subscribe over there, just go check it out. The Catholic Wire. It's on YouTube and very, very good content. And this last sermon of his is absolutely impeccable. And it shows us men, how to be men. What's important to be men. And one of his main points is to aim high. Don't be afraid of heights. It's really good. I highly recommend it. And that's also my point for the day. Don't be afraid to try something big, because you'd be surprised. It may just work out.